This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Storyteller number eight. Number eight. There we go. Start clapping right now. Start clapping right now. Right to left, left to right. Make some noise as we bring to the stage Queen of the Ratchet. Okay.
I'm not gay. I'm 1% bi. Yeah. I'm 1% bi. I'm not gay. No, I'm just in middle school, sixth grade, looking at Jason. Oh, Jason. You know, I have a mentor right now. She says, wherever the mind goes, energy follows. And I used to create this story about me and Jason being boyfriends. He didn't know it. I mean, but anytime he would like say, move out the way, faggot. I'm like, oh, he's just playing around. He's just flirting with me. But I'm 1% bi. I am not gay. You know, I never really got why I couldn't play with Barbie dolls or use my hands or be effeminate. Because God was going to come and send me to hell. So every night I would pray to God and I'd be like, you know, I'm not getting on my knees or whatever, you know, but I'm just want to ask a couple questions. Could you make me a girl? I mean, if you make me a girl, my life would just be a lot better. Because then Jason would notice me. My whole life, I lived in this state of trying to get people to notice me. If I could just be rich and famous, if I could just get people to like me, if I could just get popular, everything would be okay. I don't have to fight. I don't have to yell. I don't have to cuss out people or say, fuck that job. If I could just be out of this state of suffering, out of this state of my mind, then I could be at peace.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
I graduated middle school. High school came, and I was like, you know, I might be 2% bi. I might not be gay. I'm just 2% bi. So Jason was still there. And then I got to high school, and something hit me where I was like, fuck it. Like, I want to wear a dress today. I want to be pretty. I want to be called pretty. That's okay. I want to And I graduated high school. College came, and I found out Jason had passed away. I never really got to tell Jason that he was my first crush, that I saw him as my boyfriend, that I wish he would see me. This mentor I have now, we go back and forth. And right now I'm studying and I'm learning that life is suffering. In my whole life, I was trying to get the world to just see me. If the world could just see me, if I could live in a world where they just saw me, I could be at peace. And then something else hit me. Some people call it the devil. Some people call it the dark side. And there was this side of me. And I told my therapist, I said, there's like this light side. And there's this dark side. And I said, there was this moment. I just let both of them hug. And there was just this peace that came over me. Because my dark side wasn't my enemy. And that other voice was like, get the fuck back up. Regardless of what's going on with you, regardless of what this world is bringing towards you, get the fuck back up. So outside of being a gay black man now, everyone in here, and what I want really for humanity is to realize is that we are not our sexuality, we are not our race, we're so much more than that. And we are all connected. And I just want that same peace, regardless of what's going on now, for everyone. Thank you.